barakallahu fikum. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa bihi nasta'in wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursalin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. وبعد فيقول الله جل وعلا في محكم التنزيل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال إنما اتخذتم من دون الله أوثانا مودة بينكم في الحياة الدنيا ثم يوم القيامة يكفر بعضكم ببعض ويلعن بعضكم بعضا ومأواكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين Sadaqallahu al-Aliyyu al-Mawlana al-Azim. Jama'at Muslimin and respected listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. All praises are due to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, our creator, sustainer, nourisher, provider and protector. Allah Jalla wa Ala alone is worthy of worship, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has created this world to test you and I. We live in a place, a world where there is action and reward is in the year after. There is reward in this world, yet the great reward is in the year after, and the great punishment is also in the year after. Allah Jalla wa Ala in a hadith al-Qudsi, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that Allah Jalla wa Ala told Jannah and Jahannam. He told Jannah, إِنَّكِ الْجَنَّةِ, you are Jannah, رَحْمَتِي, my mercy, أَرْحَمُ بِكِ مَنْ أَشَاءُ, I will have mercy on whomsoever I want by means of you. Meaning through Allah's mercy, Allah will enter the people of Jannah into Jannah. وَإِنَّكِ النَّارِ, and you are fire of Jahannam, عَذَابِي, you are my punishment, وَعَذِّبُ بِكِ مَنْ أَشَاءُ, whomsoever I wish to punish, I will throw them and fling them into you. And this is the punishment of Allah, the fire of Jahannam. Allah grant us Jannah, and Allah protects us. Protect us from the fire of Jahannam. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Therefore our deeds will determine our end, and our end will determine how we our abode in the year after. If we live our lives كَمَا تَعِيشُونَ تَمُوتُونَ, like you live so you will die, وَكَمَا تَمُوتُونَ تُبْعَثُونَ, and as you die so you will be raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to live in the obedience of Allah, live in the remembrance of Allah. We will die in the obedience and the remembrance of Allah, and we will earn a place in the Jannah of Allah. Allah make us of those. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. We send salawat and salams, greetings and salutations upon the beloved of Allah, your beloved and my beloved, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of the messengers of Allah and the greatest of the creation of Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. We thank Allah Jalla wa Ala for gathering us in the house of Allah to pray a Fajr Salah with Jama'ah. It is indeed a huge and wonderful bounty in this Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah. This is a time we wake up early, alhamdulillah, early enough for tahajjud, 5 o'clock, some off past 4, 20 past 5, and then you are making scrambled eggs and toast and avocado pie and all of those to look after the needs of the tummy and the needs of the stomach. And in the same way, we have to look after the needs of the heart, the purification of the heart, the cleansing of the heart, dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we need, like the body needs food, the soul also needs food. And we are spiritual beings. We have to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, jama'at Muslimin, like we gather at the table, then I ask of our mothers and our sisters, make sure like your children are around the table for suhoor and sawah. Make sure that your male children are in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Chase your husband. This is the one time you must chase your husband away. Get out, go to the masjid, come, time for salah. Chase your husband out of the house. Tell him, go to the house of Allah, go make salah, go make dua for us, make dua for our children. Go and bring the nur from the masjid into our home. Go fetch nur from the house of Allah, light and knowledge from the house of Allah, and bring it to our home. This is the time a wife can chase her husband away. Go to the house of Allah. Go pray there with our brothers in Islam. This is where love begins. This is where the unity of Islam begins, in the houses of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. When Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was living in Makkah al-Mukarramah, there was no opportunity to make salah jama'atan like we make salah in the Kaaba. They were stopped from making salah in the Kaaba. When Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Madinatul Munawwara, what was the first of the first actions done by Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The building of the masjid. Not worried about his own house, where I'm going to stay, the building of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here we have masajid, and every day the muadzin, deputed by Allah, the deputies of Allah, the slaves of Allah call, hayya ala salah, come to salah, hayya ala al-falah, come to success. And we have to answer that call, jama'at muslimin. Therefore we must leave our homes to come to the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is khair here, there is goodness here, barakah and blessings is in the house of Allah jalla wa ala. It is a place where the malaika They stay and become in the company of the malaika. There is so much goodness in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah make us of those who are always in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant us and this ummah such mothers and such sisters and such wives which send their husbands and their children to the houses of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah number 25 of Surah Al-Ankabut, the 29th surah of the Holy Quran, in the 20th juice of the Holy Quran, Allah continues with the qissah of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. And Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَقَالَ And Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam said to his people, إِنَّمَا اتَّخَذْتُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْثَانًا You have only taken as objects of worship, besides Allah, these idols, أَوْثَانًا You have taken these idols, why have you taken them? Because it is not the aql, the intelligence of a person does not allow him to worship something he has made from stone or wood. It's not something any intelligent person will do. But why have you done it? The Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam says, مَوَدَّةَ بَيْنِكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا To create love amongst yourselves in the life of this world. Fil hayati dunya. Mawadda, love, compassion. So you have taken these idols so that people can be united in their love for these idols and they can follow in that manner. And this happens still today sometimes, Jama'atul Muslimin. Who is most beloved to us? Allah. Who is most beloved to us after Allah? Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is most beloved to us after that? The deen of Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبَنَاؤُكُمْ Say to them, O Prophet of Allah, إِن كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ Your fathers, أَبَنَاؤُكُمْ And your children, وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ And your brothers, وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ And your wives, وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ And your families, وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا And the wealth which you have strived for and you don't want to lose it. أَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا The wealth which you have gathered, وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَ And the business you feel, you don't want to have any loss in. أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ If that is more beloved to you than Allah, وَرَسُولِهِ And the messenger of Allah, وَجَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ And striving in the path of Allah, فَتَرَبَّصُوا Then wait, حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِ Until the matter of Allah comes, the punishment of Allah comes. This ayah teaches us, what is most beloved to us? Allah, the Prophet of Allah, the Deen of Allah, over and above everything. Above the love that a mother must have for her children is the love she must have for Allah. She must love her children for the pleasure of Allah. It must not be that her love for her children enslaves her to her children and lets her do what her children want her to do. Al-iyadu billah. Love must be for Allah, the messenger of Allah, and the deen of Allah Jalla wa Ala. So Ya Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is telling his people, إِنَّمَا اتَّخَذْتُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْثَانًا You have taken these idols as objects of worship. مَوَدَّةَ بَيْنِكُمْ To create love and unity amongst yourselves. فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا In the life of this world. ثُمَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ And then on the day of Qiyamah, the day of resurrection, يَكْفُرُ بَعْضُكُمْ بِبَعْضٍ You will disbelieve in each other. وَيَلْعَنُ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا And you will curse each other. Now herein there is an important lesson, Jama'atul Muslimin. Muslims must unite on the love of Allah and the Prophet of Allah. There are many things that people are uniting on. People unite on the love of cars. People unite on the love of football stars. People unite on the love of rugby stars and rugby teams. They wear the same thing, the same cap and the same dress. They unite on those kinds of love. Is it not more deserving that the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam unite on the love of Allah and the deen of Allah? Therefore, that is a fake unity. That is a unity that just stays for temporarily. But unity which is everlasting is unity based on the love of Allah, the love of the Prophet of Allah, and the love of the deen of Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. For the deen of Allah then dictates to us, we have to be true to each other, honest to each other. I must be a good wife, a good husband, a good father, a good son. I must be a good employee, a good employer. I must fulfill the rights of others. I don't lie, I don't steal, I don't commit fraud, I don't commit zina, I don't drink, I don't do drugs, I don't cheat. I don't do those kind of things because Islam demands that of me. This is our Islam, our religion, and we unite on the love of Islam. Islam, Jama'at Muslimin, is there to protect us, to benefit and to guide us, and the love that we have for each other begins with Islam, the deen of Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And therefore Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he points out the salient fact that those who have instigated this idol worship. They do that so that people can love what they are doing, and gathering them and leading them by the noose in the wrong that they are doing. And it does not behove us to have these kinds of false unities in our minds, that we come together for the love of that, come together for the love of this, that and the other. We love most Allah, the Prophet of Allah, the Deen of Allah, and everything else that we love because of the Deen of Allah. A Muslim must love his wife and her husband because of the Deen of Allah. Obedient to my husband because of the Deen of Allah. I provide for my wife and loyal to my wife because of the Deen of Allah. It is the order of Allah. I raise my children. I teach them salah, teach them Quran, teach them wudu, because of the Deen of Allah demands that of me. Whether I can give them of this world or I can't give them of this world, I give them the Deen of Allah, and there's nothing better I can give them than that. And therefore, Jama'atul Muslimin, may Allah grant us the love of the Deen of Allah, the love of Allah, the love of the Messenger of Allah, and Allah make us of those who carry out the Deen of Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And this love, which is a false love that Nabi Ibrahim is speaking about, this love ends up in arguments on the day of Qiyamah. They will separate from each other. They will say, we did not worship these. We did not want to worship these. As for love of the Deen of Allah, it is a true love. On the day of Qiyamah, those who love each other for the pleasure of Allah, they will find themselves under the shade of the throne of Allah. On the day when there will be no shade besides the shade of Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Allah grant us love of Allah, love of the Deen of Allah. Allah forgive all our shortcomings and grant us lives which earn us the Jannah of Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.
The Voice of the Cape 91.3 FM Stereo.